views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. On today's show, I have Mark Kettenbach with me here again, and we are here to provide creative solutions to any problems you have. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Mark Kettenbach is a martial artist with 34 years experience. He has many modalities out of his belt and under his belt, and he and I have been working together for over 6 years now, and we have been bringing out the energetic upgrade seminars together in Vancouver and in Germany this year. And Mark is also the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions and the author of his book Nice to Have. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am. Thank you for the warm and welcoming introduction.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we already have callers calling in, but I would like to first kind of address the topic for the day before we start taking calls.
Sure.
So, you know, we were wanting to talk about change and how, you know, what changes, you know, how there's always change. Do you want to just share your thoughts with that?
Yeah, I think it's important that for people to understand, because one of the biggest fears everybody has that if they have something they like or something is good, that it could change. And if you look from the perspective that everything constantly is changing anyway, like there's only this one rule that stuff will change. It never stays the same. You are never staying the same. Like every person, the cells, everything is falling apart and building up again. You're never the same person, and the earth spirals around the sun, and it's not going to come back to the same place after a year because the sun itself spirals through the universe. So everything is constantly changing. So it's more likely to understand that you have the ability to pick where you want to go with that change. So once we understand that, we can pick and then kind of like and choose where we want to change to, actually, the fear of the change itself will dissipate, and people feel way better, first and foremost. And also, they get more into their life what they want.
And, you know, you and I talk about this a lot, that, you know, people, some, you know, a lot of times what happens is people wait until it goes wrong.
Yep.
And then affecting change for the better is more work. I mean, it's still possible. It just is more work. Do you want to talk a little bit about setting intention for the day?
Sure. We will talk a lot about and explain in detail on our online program, which we are like in the process of putting out pretty soon. Right now, all the videos have to be being cut, and then they add stuff to it and all that. But I'm very sure that we'll bring it out this year. What do you think, Colette?
Oh yeah, it feels good. You know, right now I'm, you know, we've got a lot of, I'm getting a lot of planetary influences, a lot of planets gone retrograde, and I've just been picking up a lot of astrological weaknesses. And so for myself, you know, I wrote a book, and it's, you know, and then the formatting of it and all of that took way longer than expected, and sometimes mm-hmm. things like that happen. I've been getting, you know, now it's ready for distributorship, but then that takes time also. So I find that, like, you know, we get work done, we get it set in place, and then sometimes you just have to let it go out to the universe, and the timing is perfect for when things come out. But it feels strong to me that it'll be out, our program will be out by the end of the year. And I'm excited about it because we've had so many people asking, you know, could you have an online program? Personally, I prefer to travel to different countries and meet new people and be at seminars. But I understand that a lot, you know, that people have been asking for an online program. So, you know, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, plus it's also good because if people then say, well, can I do something before the seminar? And you can tell them, yes, read Colette's book. Yes, book the online program, watch it, do it, and then come to the seminar even better prepared than you, yeah. And you prepared the best way. But in terms of picking and your question, we'll talk there a lot about setting an intention before stuff happens. Now, that could be you get up in the morning and you send the intention how you want to feel throughout your day. More specific, what kind of emotion you want to experience that day. Or if you have a special event that day, might it be you have to take an exam or you're going to meet a new person or whatever is coming up on your list you know about, you can send intention how that thing should go. So therefore, you choose before it actually happens, which will enhance very much the odds that it will happen the way you want it to. Because most of the times, people actually always choose how they want it. Because if they get up and they are like, oh my God, today I have this interview, oh my God, I hope they don't do blah, 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 with me. They have chosen already too, but they made a choice they don't like, right? Because being in fear and doubt about that it's gonna go good is also choosing how you want to experience it. So you might as well pick something good.
Yeah, we're always choosing, we just don't feel like we are. And, you know, because as you know, what I call the higher self network, HSN, like MSN, we're always chatting. And so there's a lot of influences coming in from, you know, the collective influence and, you know, other people's fears about, you know, what's going on. And, you know, like you said, for the instance, you know, someone going for a job interview or whatever, and instead of saying, picturing themselves, having it go really strong and it's really good and it's really easy and effortless and, you know, they get into the fear, like you said, and they're like focusing on that. And then the universe goes, oh, you like fear, do you? You know, and that's what you're choosing on an energetic level. And so it's just, that's what you attract to yourself. So setting intentions and really making sure that you are, you know, strong to your daily routine is a great way to start the day so that the change that happens is for the better rather than, you know, for the worse. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Mark Kettenbach. When we return, we will share more ways to shift energy, and we have two callers already here that will take your calls and make some shift happen.
So ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so...
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Mark, would you just share your contact information with everybody before we continue?
Oh, sure. It's www.mark, M-A-R-C, then one word, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. And also you can write an email to info@markkettenbach.com. And you also find the two of us at energeticupgrade.com, right? Or actually on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, we're on all those social networks, aren't we? And just for people listening in, if we have callers on, so I want to take these people's calls right away here. And feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Mark and I are here to shift energy for you. We have our first caller is Joe from Fort Worth, Texas. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. And you?
Really good. What can Mark and I do for you today?
This is a first-time call for me. I didn't really understand how the call worked. I got this information, I think, from a video or something.
Okay.
And is this where you can ask questions for just Saint Germain, or is this another call or what?
No. Well, if you know Saint Germain, I know a little bit about Saint Germain, but this is an opportunity. If you have something that's bothering you, Mark and I shift energy, and so we, okay. You know, if people are calling in with a problem or something they want to shift, we do that energetically and get some results for people. Is there anything you would like shifted?
Oh, yes. One thing, I have a granddaughter, 22 years old, that has lupus.
Okay.
And I want to see, can I get any, she's on dialysis and trying
for
to see
her kidneys?
I said, yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, get in touch. Just think about your granddaughter. And
yes.
I like to get a baseline. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like this is really bothering you when you get in touch with her health issue, and 0 being neutral, where are you on that scale?
I would say at least 8.
Okay. So, Mark, you know, the lupus is basically a form of arthritis, actually. Like, and I'm picking up some energy around that. But Mark, what are you, when you tune into this young lady, what are you getting?
What was her age again? I didn't get that.
23.
Okay.
Does she 22. What was the question?
Does she have a boyfriend?
Does she have a what?
A boyfriend.
Not at this time. She's been sick for about over a year. She went into the hospital. She had lupus. She was in college. She had to come out of school. And she went into the hospital with a urinary tract infection, and they gave her some medication that put it into a shock. And she's trying to recover from that. She's not, she just barely can walk.
But at that time, was she with a boyfriend?
No.
Okay. So, Mark, what are you picking up here?
Yeah, I'm getting it's around a relationship issue, first and foremost of all. So, was that guy breaking up with her before that or something like that? So, you might not know, actually. So, let's correct it. Mm.
As soon as you said urinary tract infection... I was picking
yes.
up some energy around that also, so we're just going to strengthen her to that. You see, when
yeah,
I'm...
Yeah, she could mark her territory, right? That's what actually it is.
Yeah, yeah, right away came up that a lot of times urinary tract infections are on a psychological and emotional level, and that's coming up weak for her. And so
yes.
The bladder is... you know, when people are angry, when they're carrying some anger about something, a lot of times it'll affect the bladder. And, you know, it's because that's what's coming up for her here. And so I'm just connecting with that. Has she been on dialysis for long?
Over a year or maybe a year and a half. But she had
okay.
lupus. And when
yeah.
she went to college, she had lupus at that time, and it affected the organs, the kidneys, the heart, and
yeah.
Yeah.
different organs.
What does lupus mean? I don't know that word.
Mark, it's like a form of arthritis in a way, but it
yes.
affects all the organs and all the functions of the body. And sometimes the person will get like a butterfly rash on their face from it, and what it does is it affects all the organs, but it's got similar... properties of kind of buildups of toxins and poisons and minerals and calcium deposits, and I'm getting that for her throughout the body. But
mm-hmm.
That's on a physical level. On a non-physical level, I'm picking up a lot of energy around her emotions, and there's some energy around college and the stress. Was she stressed out?
She's stressed about everything. about not being able to go back to school and not be able to go out, you know, being her age, you know, not be out doing about, you know, her everyday activities and things, not able to go to work, anything like that. She does now is back and forth to dialysis and in the bed basically all day. That's about it.
Yeah, she really doesn't have enough tension in her body. And so that's coming up for her. Something that she could do, Mark, do you want to explain, like, the tension and get, like, because she's in laying in bed all the time, and also this being hooked up to machines is weakening her?
Yeah, what she can do is tensor PC muscle. That's the muscle that stops you from peeing, actually. Tense it and let go of it. Tense it, let go of it. Go like a minute in that rhythm. Tense, let go, tense, let go. And she'll feel that she feels the energy run all the way up to her frontal lobes in the brain. So when she does that for a while, tense and let go, she wanna at the same time go up and down her spine, her midline, with her thought while she tenses and let go. And it also helps sometimes to tense the whole body and let go, like all the muscles she can tense and let go, because tension creates energy in the body, and relaxation kind of helps the body to bring the energy where it needs it. So being all relaxed and laying in the hospital, it kind of runs her out of energy. So in order to build it up, she needs to tense. And once she established that and tenses her body, also tenses all her muscles, tenses the PC muscle, she'll connect that to her thought running up and down the spine. Then after a while, if she runs her thought up and down her spine, she'll feel the sensation of the tensing, even though she hasn't tensed. Once she got to that point, she can go into her organs, go to the kidneys, go to the liver and all that, and tense those just while thinking about it, and she will feel the sensation of the tension there. That's how she gets her organs back with energy again.
Yeah, and I'm also picking up, like, you know, organs are have relationships in the body just like people have relationships. And so we want to strengthen all her organs to each other. And it's especially coming up, like, empty cavities in her life. Like, I'm getting, she feels like her on an emotional level, that her life is empty, and that there's, you know, it's coming up no hope, hopelessness. And so we want to shift that and put some, strengthen the structure of each of the organs so that all the organs, when they empty, I'm getting when she empties her bladder, that it makes that things are sort of collapsing inside, and one organ is affecting the other organ one by one. And so we want to strengthen this from the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom, and from the front to the back and the back to the front, left to right, right to left, just strengthening this. And what we're doing right now is we're getting in touch with her central nervous system and strengthening that through your connection with her on the Higher Self Network here. And so we're going to do that, but it would be helpful for her to have this knowledge when you see her next, and just tell her that when the organs become too relaxed, what happens is they kind of collapse in the body, and it makes it more and more challenging for them to work. And she can, as Mark said, put this energy back into them by doing that, and get more her central nervous system reconnected to these organs energetically. We have to take a quick break here. If you want to hang on here, Joe, we will work on this on the break, and then we'll come back and check in with you how you're feeling about it. And then, you know, if you want to get in touch with me later, you can email me and let me know how she's doing. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want to shift, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, intuit.com or call 844 letter B, intuit.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming. Know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We do have Joe back here. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so when you think about your granddaughter now, are you perceiving any change in how you feel about her health?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that she will be totally healed. As I've been, I always think that. You know, we've got much encouragement from different sources. So,
okay. So,
cool. So you start off with an 8. Where would you put it right now?
Excuse me.
You started off with an 8 that it concerns you on a scale from 0 to 10 with an 8. Where are you at right now if you think about it?
Well, as far as the concern level, I would say an 8. But, I mean, that's not like really, I would say, a worry. I mean, because I expect total healing.
Okay. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen this for her, that she starts to put more tension in her body. Like that's one thing that she can really do, and you can let her know that all the organs do have a relationship with each other. So we want to strengthen the strongest organ now. And I'm still getting that it's kind of like she feels like her life is empty right now, and that it's empty of hope. So we want to strengthen her to that and strengthen the organs around that. And so if you would like to connect with me at info@thetruthisfunny and let me know how she's doing, then we'll just see if there's been a shift for you. And thank you for calling in, Joe.
Okay, one other thing for myself. Yes.
What do you see?
Hello?
Hello, Joe? Are you there?
Yes, I was...
Joe, why don't you take it off speaker?
Yes, I was speaking concerning my own matters. Can I ask for help in those areas?
Sure. Give us something you would like us to work on for you.
Well, I want to work on finance. Financial situation has changed drastically in the last couple of years from like 100% to like 40%. And it's kind of a struggle, especially dealing with her, because she's with us now, so we have to take care of her and take her back and forth.
Oh, okay. So,
all that different stuff, yeah.
Okay, I understand. So we're going to strengthen this. So this is all interconnected because, Mark, they've taken the financial responsibility for her, caring for her. So we want to strengthen that also. What are you picking up around that?
Having karma. Karma with her dad, actually. That's where the dad comes back in. So let's dissolve that karma. So the debt is full paid.
Okay, and there's a lot of energy coming in for this girl of being like, kind of like that she is kind of like in a place of no, there's no ability to return. So we're just going to strengthen all of that, the financial return, all of that, all the effort that everybody's putting into her health. We want to strengthen that for everyone that it comes back in. I'm getting in on almost every aspect of life, and we just strengthen that for you. So, Joe, whenever you have a thought about your granddaughter, your finances, all of the situation, it would also help for you to put some strength into your, like what Mark was saying about the tension in that, and to actually see your granddaughter, we're just going to strengthen that. Like we said, setting the intention so that the movement is forward rather than backwards is what I'm getting. And we'll see what happens with this. Feel free to call me email me at info@thetruthisfunny. And just let me know if things start shifting a little bit for her. I'm getting as when things shift for her, all the other stuff around it will start shifting also.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for calling in. We have another caller here from British Columbia. Chelsea, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Chelsea.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I was going to see if we could shift something for me.
Yes, absolutely. What would you like shift?
Okay, I tend to bottle up the love I have to give to others and keep it in my chest, and I don't give it to anybody, not even myself, or my kids or anybody. Can
okay.
I shift that so I can start giving love to everybody around me, including myself?
Okay, and, you know, how much is this bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'd say about an 8.
Okay. So, Mark,
an
8, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So what are you picking up here, Mark? Like, it's she just doesn't feel like she's able to show love to people or herself?
I don't get a weakness there. I get the weakness in selfishness. Sorry. Put it out so blunt.
Mark's blunt. It's okay. And this is an energetically alignment. So we're strengthening this for you. What are you getting,
like,
Mark?
Like, before people don't show you any love, you're not going to get some love out, because at some extent you have a fear of loving people and not get enough back.
Okay.
It comes also from worthy desires, that karmic space. So let's get rid of all that. And it's also a way of, you know, kind of like having people on a hook, so to speak, that they, if they behave a certain way, they get some love. If they don't, they don't. So it's an indirect way of steering others. And that is kind of, and that is another karmic thing of abuse of power. And that's what you kind of feel on the inside, that's pressing from other lifetimes, though. And it comes a lot also from your mother's ancestral line. So let's get rid of that.
Chelsea, what are you perceiving a change right now?
I've noticed the level's gone down, but I've got anxiety.
Okay, because I was picking up when Mark, and I want to point this out to you and, you know, other people listening, and we're not saying any of this with judgment. It's just what's energetically coming up. And quite often, yeah, when people feel they have a problem, quite often it's exactly the opposite of what they're feeling. In some ways, what I'm picking up, this karma that Mark was saying about abuse of power, it's kind of like mothers holding back their love for their children, but it's coming up from down your maternal line as a fear of losing children. And then if you don't put yourself out there in, you know, 100%, then you don't have as much to lose, is what's coming up. But the problem with that is when you don't put out, open up 100%, then you can't receive 100% either. And so we want to strengthen that for you, and down your maternal line. I'm picking up that energy also. What else, Mark?
Her thoughts around stuff where she judges herself. Okay. I'm getting weakens her. No need for naming it out, but just let's for now say weakening thoughts that she judges herself. Let's make her strong to thinking whatever she is thinking, not running it through a belief system in terms of being a good or bad or whatever person.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of judgment.
Judging others on the same token, right?
Yeah, it's coming up an energy of judging, being judged, and criticizing, being criticized, and I'm getting that what's happening is it's being amplified for you. So we want to strengthen you to, like what we were talking about this morning when we started, is the intention of how you want your day to go, and in this case, more how you want, it's coming up how you want to carry yourself throughout the day. So that you don't carry that first thing in the day, that you don't carry that energy and amplify it throughout the day. And so we just strengthen you to that. If you hang on, we can shift this over the break, because we have to take a break right now, and we'll check in with you when we come back.
Where are you at right now? You start off with an 8, so what is it now, Chelsea?
I'd say about a 6. It is going down.
Yeah, okay, so hang in there, and we'll get
perception in the break.
Yeah, okay, we'll work on that. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. We will be right back to make some more shift happen.
We've already said goodbye.
Are you feeling Feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn
more. Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have Mark Kettenbach here with me from Germany. And we also have Chelsea, who called in before the break. And she's just feeling a lot of pressure about being loved and loving others and not feeling able to express that. You know, Chelsea, where are you at now with it?
I'd say about a 3 or 2, it's gone down.
Yeah. We were correcting your perception over the break. And so I really want to point out that when we are energetically shifting energy here, there's no judgment whatsoever. It's just what's coming up. And quite often, you know, Germans have a tendency to be more blunt than Canadians. So, Mark, go for it. What's going on here?
No, that's not true. Well, it kind of is, though.
Yeah.
I think it's just a kind of a misperception combined with a lot of karma and in some way a matter of how you want to perceive yourself, and sometimes the difference between you want to perceive yourself and the way you really are. So let's make you more solid to that, to the way you are, that you can also more like be okay with the way you are, and that you don't have those, I'm getting a lot of limiting beliefs of how a woman should be in terms of that she's wanted, that she's the right mother, all that kind of stuff.
Cool. And How are you? Where are you at now, Chelsea?
I'd say about a one.
You can feel a shift. I can feel you shifting. And so we want to really strengthen this for you, because what I'm picking up is, you know, it's anyone who would actually phone in and want the energy shifted, on you're receptive to having this shifted. Let's get this down to zero so that you can move forward with it. And I'm just getting, you know, just the fact that you're aware of it is really, you know, like that's a good thing. Now you're aware of paying more attention to what you're telling yourself when you feel this weakness hit you. And we just strengthen that you're not going to have judgment around it. You're just going to get in alignment with it. A lot of times when there's karma and there's misperception with karma, and it's a lot of the times it's your subconscious thoughts I'm getting that are coming in from when you were being raised as a young child. And so we want to strengthen all that. And we also want to strengthen your unconscious thoughts that on an unconscious level, any spiritual experiences that you've had around this. And Mark, what I'm getting there, we're almost there. What else are you picking up?
I'm getting some psychic stuff still, some remedies sticking at the atomic level, actually. And so let's get rid of this, all those energies, get it down and out, make your exit portal strong for letting go and filling this up with love and kind of loving herself too. I also get a weakness between her male and her female energies. Feels like she's either or. She's either in her male energy or in her female energy, but they can't like be at the same time. That kind of weakens her. So, and she has a tendency to go opposite, like of if it would be good for her to tap into her female energy, she taps into her male energy and vice versa. So let's make this reverse perception in terms of her energies neutral and strengthen her to choose on a non-conscious level.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up. Yeah. Whether or not she's going to carry herself as masculine or feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's strengthen any confusion around that both ways, awareness of that in the subconscious, unconscious, and conscious mind. I'm also picking up that there's some energy from sleeping. And so we want to strengthen that. I'm getting here too, like gratitude comes in, like just being, recognizing what you have, Chelsea, rather than what you don't have, is that's what's coming up as a weakness also. So where are you at now with this?
It's gone. I feel pretty relaxed now.
Good. That's awesome. I could feel, and you know, I could feel your energy like rising up. And so, just throughout your day today, just really, get in touch with yourself and don't be hard on yourself about it. Just get into a place where you notice it, no judgment. Notice if you're how you're carrying yourself, and it'll keep, we just strengthen that. You start to really get a good, strong, clear perception of what's really going on, so that you're not confused by the external forces around you. That's cool. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks, you as well.
Okay. So, Mark, we were talking about change at the beginning, and pretty soon we're going to be at the end of the radio show. So I would like to just, talk a little bit more about that. Like Chelsea was really a really good example of how, if you really get in connection with what's happening in your day, and then you start shifting it, that what started off as being like kind of a closed down, not so happy day can move into a much better place.
And that's so true.
Yeah. And so do you have any, more you would like to add around that?
Sure. So once people once you get the idea for yourself that there, you cannot not change. So it's not about if you change or not, it's more about, are you progressing while you're changing? a lot of people have a lot of concerns about changing, but you change in age, you change in the way you look at things, just by not doing anything, you change. So it's not the problem, it's not really the changing. The problem is more, are you progressing in a way you want to go? Or meaning, are you changing for the better or to your liking? And therefore, it's even more important to kind of set yourself in a way goals you want to, so you kind of define in a way where you want to go in the future or what you want to be. And a big part of that is also trust into your universe, trust into your world in terms of supporting you. And I'm getting, this is also a key point for jealousy or people who kind of like feel the same way, that they have to have control over the day, over other people's, because if they don't, then everything falls apart or goes the wrong direction. That you, once you let go of that control and have more faith into what you want and actually focus yourself on what do you want, then you and the people around you progress in the right direction.
Yeah, and it's, putting yourself in that position, any one of us out there, let's just strengthen that for everybody. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening out there, and a lot of it, you know, is upsetting, and we can choose to, you know, get caught up in the drama of it, or we can, you know, go inward again and check in with ourselves and, you know, figure out where this is really coming from energetically. When we do that, when we're willing to face ourselves, and I really admire people who are willing to call in and shift energy rather than sitting in it and being sad for the entire day.
That is true.
It takes bravery to face your fears and to look at yourself in this way. And what I would just want to strengthen for everybody, because we're down to the last couple minutes here, anyone listening now or listening later, is just recognizing that really a weak energy is just not being in alignment with your energy. It's not a reflection that you're a weak person or anything like that.
That's true.
So, Mark, I want to thank you so much for being on the show again, and I'm really looking forward to our upcoming program that we're working on online and getting that off the ground. And I want to thank you for taking your time and energy to shift with me. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me again. And it's always a pleasure to be here and do stuff. And we'll get this program out soon. And I'm very, very looking forward to that, how people's going to like it.
Awesome. So this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you were listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Feel free to call in and shift some energy. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.